Time now for your comments. Many of your emails about our post-election coverage had these two words in the subject line, moral values. We reported that 22% of voters said in exit polls that moral values were most important to them. But Paul Lloyd of Bloomington, Indiana, writes that we didn't explain what those moral values might be. In fact, he continues, I imagined what I would have replied if asked this question. I certainly would have said yes, because I believe in such moral values as protection of the environment, compassion for the poor, and universal health care.
Hans Krim of Silver Spring, Maryland, writes that in the context of this election, moral values means, quote, abortion and gay marriage. He continues, to say that voters who decided on moral issues favored Mr. Bush is to suggest that Mr. Kerry is somehow deficient in morals, when he is in fact both a deeply religious and a moral man.
Claire Lenker of Pelham, Alabama writes, after suffering through lines and frazzled workers, I walked out of our polling place to a downpour. Fighting the morning rush hour traffic, I was soaked and late for work, and all to vote for a candidate I knew didn't have a chance to carry Alabama. She goes on, about 10 minutes into my commute, the piece with T.R. Reid reading Whittier's poem, The Poor Voter on Election Day, came on the radio. I literally felt the tension evaporate. Thank you for touching those deeper layers in us, regardless of our political persuasion.
Carol Van Houten writes, I'm grateful that I live in Oregon, where we have vote by mail, on a rainy Sunday afternoon. With a cup of tea sitting by the fire, I could mark my ovals with my number 2 pencil. So measured, so peaceful, and practically impervious to fraud. Envelopes must be signed and every signature is matched against the one on file, she writes. It's time to do another story about Oregon's enlightened system.
Please continue to enlighten us with your views. Write to morning@npr.org.
Tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.